A sermon entitled tonight, When You Don't Feel It. Out of 2 Samuel 22, verse 31. When you don't feel it. 2 Samuel 22, 31. Si encuentran el primero de Samuel, nada más buscan un poquito más. If you find 1 Samuel, just go a little bit more. You'll hit 2 Samuel. If you hit 3 Samuel, you're reading your wrong Bible. Amen. When you don't feel it, the Word of God says, as for God, His way is what? Perfect. The Lord of, amen, the Word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust Him. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank You. We ask You, God, that You would move mightily, Father, powerfully in all that we do. We thank You. We ask You, Father, that we would go through and see that Your ways are proven, God. We trust in You. We don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith tonight. We thank You and we praise You in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Have you ever gotten up in the middle of the night? You know, the longer I live, I didn't say the older I get. I said the longer I live. Amen. I got to wake up about maybe one or two times throughout the night. But sometimes, when we go out of the corner of our sleepy eye, we see something that might resemble like if somebody's there. Immediately a cold chill begins to run through your back. You feel like there's somebody watching you or there's somebody in the room. Have anybody ever felt that? You run to the light switch as fast as possible. You finally turn on the light you see that it's the laptop bag or the backpack that you left the night prior or the night before. See, in your thoughts, in your mind, in the way you felt, it felt, folks, so real. You had goosebumps. Chills ran through, your arms and legs. Hair began to regrow in my head. It felt so real because you thought something was there. See, on a normal day, we go through all kinds of different feelings. We feel happy. We feel sad. We feel loved. Or possibly you feel alone. But firstly tonight, sometimes we can look up and we can feel and say, where is God? See, there are moments in life that we can clearly try to remember. And while we're there in that memory, or when we go through different situations, we say things like, I'm going to amen, do something like I've never done before. Because I want to continue. I want to feel the Lord and feel that the Lord is with me. See, when we are there in those moments, we can feel the Lord. We tell people that God and me, or me and God, we're tight. We have a real close relationship. Our relationship could never be better. And then something happens. God, where are you? Days before, God, me and you, buddy, we're good. Bah! Right? And then where are you, God? Where are you? Because something happened, folks. You lose your temper. Temptation gets the best of us. How many know? Listen to me. Temptation is going to get the best out of us sometimes. And now, because of the circumstances that you find yourself out now, you find or you think that there is something missing. You try to get back into your routines. When I used to do X, Y, and Z, everything was going well. Let me get back to that. But it seems like no matter what you do, nothing is helping you. It's like God is not there at all. It's not that he's not there. It's just you feel like he's not there. And how many know that that's something totally different? You ask yourself and you begin to say things like, have I gone too far? Am I done? Have I messed up so bad? It may have taken you some time, folks, to realize exactly what you did. And when we do realize, we can admit that we sinned. We begin to say things like, God, I'm sorry. We do everything by the book. Everything that we know what to do. You know, when I wasn't saved, if I just wanted to think that I was good, I would just go by a Catholic church and just do the symbol of the cross. And I would think that everything was good. Amen? But see, we confess. We even repent. And we wait for a relief to feel, amen, like the burden or the guilt has been removed. We wait for God. We say, God, I need you to straighten the situation completely out. And we wait. And we wait. And we wait. And we wait. Did I say we wait? And we wait. But yet nothing happens. So what do we do now? We know we've messed up. We know that we've confessed. We know that we've repented. We know that, all the guilt. Yes, God, your word says that bring your cares, upon him, for he cares for you. He will take the burdens from you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen, we begin to say all those things, but yet we don't feel it. Because we've waited, folks. We've gone and we've done all these things, yet nothing is helping. Nothing is happening. We feel like, remember, everything is on feel. We feel like the consequences are still going on. You and possibly those, that are hurt, the hurt is still going. We have no feeling that we've been forgiven. And you ask yourself this question: why am I still feeling like I feel? Why? You ask yourself, did I go? Did I do too much? God, was what I've done, with what I did I cross that line? Did I go too far? Did I go even beyond God's forgiveness? God, am I a one and done? We begin to feel like, God, with all this going on, am I really saved? Have you ever asked yourself that? You're going through and you're saying to yourself, man, all these, why is this just stacking? God, am I saved? See, when we invited Jesus Christ into our lives and we trust him and we ask him to be our Lord and Savior, the Bible says all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. We now, have a sense that things might have changed. All the weight and the burden were lifted from you. The Bible makes sense. You see people in a different way. You know, when growing up, everybody that I hung out with looked like me. We did not trust people. That's just the way we grew up in the place of California. And then God saves me. And now I see people differently. Now, I see people as souls, not just, by the colors of their skin. See, when you get saved, everything seems different to you. But that light that once shined brightly is now going dull. You lose that initial feeling I don't know if they've ever patented this phrase, but it's the conference high. Because you get out of conference and you think like you're going to conquer the world. Let me at them. And then a week goes by. I don't even know if I'm going to make it till tomorrow. Amen. You're there and let me at them. Let me conquer. Let me take them. And then all of a sudden, one thing happens. The light begins to go out one day. And now you think it's all over. Doubt begins to creep. You say things like, did I say the right prayer when I went to the altar? Should I have said something else? Did I do the right things? Was I in the right position? Was the moon aligned with the sun? Was everything right? Because I don't feel saved right now. See, in all these situations, it can truly make you, can I tell you? It can mess your mind up. It can make you sick in your stomach. And every single one of the common denominator in all these things was what? I feel. God's going to set people free tonight. See, because we feel great sometimes, and other times we feel really, 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 really bad. Feelings are not based on realities, folks. Feelings are not based, I'll say it again. Feelings are not based on realities. They are based on moods. Our attitudes. And many a times, they are based on your surroundings. Can I tell you tonight, if I was a betting man, I'd be rich because today you went up and you felt all kinds of different ways. See, I would not put too much hope when it comes to the way I feel. Am I telling you to put it completely out? But when it comes to the spiritual, realm, when it comes through how you see God being there, whether you feel forgiven for the things that you've done, or whether you feel saved, can I tell you, you cannot put too much weight on the way you feel, because if you go by the way you feel, you're going to go up and down and all the way around. You're going to go around the block a few times and you're going to crash and burn. See, our feelings, they're not a reliable source of truth. Your feelings, they change. Truth are based on feelings, and they're always going to fluctuate. You know, my daughters, if you look at them, if you go pick up one of those sticks outside, that's my daughters. But sometimes they say, Dad, today I feel fat. I'm looking at them and I'm like, but see, they're going by how they feel. And if they go by how they feel, They're always going to go through in all kinds of different ways, and it's going to fluctuate. This is how I feel. See, in our text, the Word of God says, ask for God. His way is what? Perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. In other words, folks, it is said. It is infallible. It is truth. It cannot be wrong because God is perfect. He is a shield to all who trust in him. See, God is solid and he is dependable. I'm going to give you some verses. Amen. They're going to help you out. Psalms 9 verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those that seek you. Hebrews 13 verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, folks, God said it, he's going to do it. He will not turn his back on you because God cannot lie. Let me get a drink of water so you can say amen. See, God is not going to tell you he's going to be there for you and then another time leave you. Because God does not lie. And when he says he's going to be there for you, can I tell you? Put it in the bank. Let it collect interest because he's going to be there for you. Amen? See, I'm closing with this statement. Tonight, will you believe your feelings that change? I'm telling you, folks, I'm done. Because if we don't trust God, then we're never going to trust God. Amen? Are you going to trust your feelings that change? Or are you going to trust God that is proven and he is true? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place and you're not right with God. Jesus wants to help you tonight. He is your shield. He's your protection. He's your strength. His word is truth. God said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. But you're here in this place and you've never accepted Jesus into your life. Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. God sees this young man's heart. Anybody else tonight? You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Maybe you're backslidden. You're not right with God tonight. You said a prayer one day. Situations came. Sometimes we get hit, folks. Listen to me. Sometimes we get hit. And can I tell you, when we get hit, sometimes it hurts, and it hurts really bad. And when you got hit, it caused you to backslide. It caused you to run away from God. But Jesus tonight wants to help you. Jesus tonight wants to move upon your life. Will you trust him once again? You're backslidden tonight. You're not right. Would you lift up your hand? Would you lift it up? Folks, let me talk to you. Maybe you walked in and you had all kinds of things going on in your life. Your feelings, I feel. How much hope can we put on our feelings? Because our feelings, folks, they're going to fluctuate up and down. And if we put ourselves in that, and if we begin to trust in the way that you and I feel instead of trusting in God, we're going to be people that are going to be all over the place. Your moods, they contribute to the way you feel. Your attitude, they contribute to the way you feel. The things that are in your surroundings, they contribute to the way you feel. The way that you and I feel will fluctuate. I choose tonight to stand upon truth. I choose tonight to stand upon God's word that is proven. I choose tonight, amen, to be able to say, God, you are going to be my protector, my shield. You're going to be my reward. Moods, attitudes, feelings, they're going to come, but they're going to have us all over the place. Can we trust in Jesus tonight to be able to help us? I'm going to open up the altar. Come, lay hold of God. Amen. Come, lay hold of God. Oh, let Jesus help you. Let Jesus help you tonight.
I'm your friend. You are my desire.
No one things will get you all over the place, folks. We have to ground ourselves on truth. We have to ground ourselves on something that is proven, and that is God. God is proven.
Of your embrace.
God is truth.
And help me find a way.
I refuse.
Bring me back
to live my life on feelings, on how I feel today.
You're all I want.
Oh, sing it out. If you're in your seat, amen, stand to your feet.
You're
sing it out to Jesus.
You're all I want.
Help me know.
Help me know you are.
Oh, let's sing it from the top.
And draw me close to you. And never let me go.
Father, in the name of Jesus, touch.
I lay it all down again. Say that I'm
thank you for all that you do.
You are my desire. No one else will do.
Cause no one else tonight.
one else can take your place. To feel the love of your embrace.
Help me know.
And help me find a way
to lead me back to you. Oh, let's tell Jesus, he's all that we want tonight.
You're all.
God, the greatest love, amen, clap offering that we can give him. God, I worship you, Jesus. God, I magnify your name, Jesus. God, we thank you. You call upon the name of the Lord. You're saved. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you otherwise. Don't let the devil say that I pray the wrong prayer, that I do the wrong things, that I miss a step. We are going to go through different things in life, folks. That's because you're alive. Amen. But if we live our lives based on how we feel, you're going to be all over the church. Because our feelings can change. We need to be grounded on the Word of God that is proven. Because His Word is truth. Amén. Adrián, ¿puedes cerrar nuestra oración?